have in this life. You are all I have. There's nothing else. No, there's nobody. It's just you. And I'm glad to have you. I'm happy to have you. I'm happy to have you in my life. Come on, will you tell him, Lord, I'm happy I have you in my life. I'm glad I have you in my life. You are all I have. You are all I need. You are all I've ever wanted. You are all I will ever want. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. Who do I have in heaven but you? There is none on earth I desire besides you. My heart and my flesh longs for you. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we worship you this morning. We thank you for your love. You are all we have, all we'll ever want. In the name of Jesus. God's people said amen. God's people said amen. Upon us. Thank you for your word. We are refreshed in your presence. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Welcome somebody to church. It's good to see you today. Come on, somebody needs a hug. It's good to see you today.
Thank you. Good job. You can help us just lift it up. That's beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. I'm happy to see you here today. I want to also welcome all those who have joined us online. We love you. We're happy you're with us today. Our dear Minister Ernest in Lagos, Miss Victoria in Lagos, we know you're there. Deborah Ika in Lagos. We know you're there, and we're excited you're with us today. And all of you, I know Deborah Ika is there. I know Ernest is there. I know Victoria is there. I know a lot of them are there, out there right now, hooked up online with us. We want you to know, you know you're there, and we love you. And you should know that the same power and the same presence here is right there where you are. It's so powerful. What the devil meant for evil, God turned around for good. There was a time when the church was just there, and we didn't know to go live everywhere. And now you go... Where all ministers of God right now can beam their services live everywhere, so you could be with God even in your room, in your house. It's just so beautiful. And it was something that they said was so bad, but it brought out so much good for the people of God. Hallelujah. It just amazes me right now, because we're doing Mixer right now, but we're hoping to add YouTube and add other channels so that people can just join us everywhere and flow. We're hoping to do that very soon. In the Lord, it's has been so good to us. A lot of miracles, breakthroughs, and testimonies. And I know that you are experiencing also the power of God in your life. And we love you to testify. It's awesome. We know your testimony will bring faith in the heart of somebody else. So I want you to open up your heart. You know, be willing to come around, talk to your zonal leader. I want to share what God's doing in my life. It could be a job, a simple job. It could be in just a job, got a job, increased finances here. It could be an extra contract. You know, I made more this week than I ever made. I mean, the power of God. When you begin to acknowledge God in your life like that, you begin to see more of Him in your life. Learn to do that. It is important that we testify. It helps the faith of others, but it helps you see more of God's power in your life also, as you testify of God's goodness. You see, many other times people want it to be something big, grand, all that, but just that blade, the beginning of the power of God, is also is also beautiful, and you should testify of that change, that small change. Oh, something has changed. Something has changed. Oh, thank you, Jesus. This is what God has done for me. Let other people know about it. Amen. You know, so learn to testify. It will help hasten. It will help hasten the rest of the things that God has to do, wants to do in your life. Amen. Are you in church today? Are you happy to be here? If you are happy and you know, say amen.
Amen.
That's powerful. You know, I want to share with you today that the Father believes in you. God believes in you. God believes in you. And you know, it's somehow when we all think that we believe in God. You see, you know, you're told to believe in God. Believe in God. Believe in God. But you should know that God believes in you. You see, you can enter into the fullness of your life when you begin, hear me, to believe in the person who believes in you. Kalabo. I said you can enter into the fullness of your life when you begin to believe in the person who actually believes in you. It is a push when we say believe in God, and it is good, we ought to believe in God. But the issue many times is that we believe in God, we want to believe in God, but we do not know if He believes in us. And if we do not know He believes in us, we cannot believe in Him. That's Anna. Are you still in church? If we do not know He believes in us, we do not know, we cannot actually and truthfully believe in Him. But He has believed in us first. That is why we should believe in Him. You see, saying God believes in me. No, I'm the one to believe. So I'm trying to believe God. I'm trying to believe what God has said. No, he believes in you. That's why He has even spoken in your direction at all. That's why you have the word to try to believe in. You say, I'm trying to believe God's word. But He spoke the word concerning you because He believes in you. And we should know that God believes in us. You should also understand, I'm going to look at it from another perspective. You should also understand and see that when we also say, you know, remember some 2 years ago I told you about the fact that when you say, not that we say, Lord, you are all I have. You know what God says over in heaven too? He says, guys, you guys are all I have. Who do I have? What else do I have? I don't have angels. I have you. That's why I'm coming for you. That's why He came for us. We are valuable to Him. You see. And then when we come and we say, you say, and when you come and say, and the Lord loves me. And we've been able to receive love. We've been able to teach the church, God loves you. And the church has, you know, opened up your heart and say, okay, God loves me. I know God loves me. But we must understand that the component of love is belief. You can't love somebody you don't believe in. Not possible. So if God loves you, if you've received the fact that God loves you, you've received that light and revelation, then you must also receive the fact that God believes in you. Why would He love you, send His Son to die for you, give His Son for you, if He doesn't believe in you? If He doesn't believe you can make it, why would He give His Son for you? Oh, come on. If He doesn't believe you are worth it, why will He give His Son for you? If He doesn't believe, you know, I mean, I believe that this thing will help me, so I put some money there. Right? So I make some investment in that direction. I believe this thing will help me make my life better. I believe this thing will be, if I see something, okay, let's take an air conditioning system. Let's do that. I think that's what's coming to my mind now. I'm trying to help you see, so we can go forward in this thing. It's powerful. To bust your faith to another level. God believes in you. And so you are able to just jump because He believes in you. You see, I want to buy an air conditioning system. If I don't believe that the product is good, If I believe that that product will pack up in 2-3 weeks, that at the end of the day I'll be throwing it in the trash by next month, I won't buy. Come on. You see, so I want to buy something. I'm investing something because I believe. Come on. I have to believe. So before I make an investment, I must believe. Before he gave his son for you, he believed that every obstacle thrown at you, you will overcome it. I'm preaching now. He believes that you will not end up in the gutter. No. I'm not going to make an investment in somebody who's going to end up in the gutter. He believes. So you say, I'm just going to end up nowhere. You can't end up nowhere. I mean, you're going to make an investment in somebody who's going to end up nowhere. Nobody's going to do that. So when we see the love of Christ on the cross, because that's all we get. You know, and it's true. You get, if I begin to go now, you begin to say love. Hey, boys, love, the Bible says. I'm showing you a revelation that there cannot be love without belief. God commended his love towards us. In that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. You see, God loves you. Yes, God loves you, but there cannot be love, investment, without belief in you. He can. He couldn't love you and invest his son and not believe in you. If you won't make it, if you are nothing, if you are not worth it, if he doesn't believe in you, then he wouldn't have sent his son to die for you. Hallelujah. So yes, God loves you, but God believes in you. He believes you will make it. He believes you will make it. You see? He believes that every obstacle that comes in your way, that you will be able to overcome it. He believes that every challenge that you face, you will be able to cross over and come out on the other side stronger. He believes. It's just your turn to believe too. Come on. I'm going to show you stuff. Take your Bible to Galatians chapter number 2. The Father believes in you. So we are called to believe in God. But we are called to believe in a God who believes in us. That makes belief easy. Come on. You believe in a God who doesn't believe in you. It's going to be hard. You are wondering, why will he give me his power? Why will he increase me? Well, he will not want to do it. He doesn't believe I will make it. So if I don't believe you will make it, what will be the point in giving you my power? So you are going to be saying, Lord, power, Lord, I want to break through, Lord, give me your presence, give me your power. You're going to be doing all that because you feel he doesn't believe. So you are trying to believe. But what fullness of life you get into when you are believing in God who already believes in you. Alabasa. I mean, it's changing everything. He already believes in me. So he already he has seen everything. You're dealing with everything. And he says, I believe in you. He says, I'm going to tie my name with yours. Why will he tie his name with yours? Why will he tie himself to you if he doesn't believe that you will make it? It's high time you begin to believe that you will make it. Because somebody already believes in you. Many a times in life, and this is as much as God believing in us and God sending people to believe in us too. Many a times, hear me. I'm just talking to you from my heart. So everybody knows, but I just want to talk to you from my heart. Many a times in life, and often this is the case. There are a lot of people who don't believe in us. A lot of people don't believe you will make it. A lot of your village people don't believe you'll make it. I thought that one would fly. Come on, can I press home a little bit? Some people in your family don't believe you'll make it. Yeah. They don't believe you make it. You could even have a mother who don't believe you'll make it. Yeah. Don't believe that. They don't believe in you. And many times, there are many of these people everywhere. Many. There are teachers who don't believe their children will make it. The pupils their teacher will make it. This one is a low do. They don't believe. And imagine in that condition, then you go home, the parents don't believe. Then two of your friends, you are saying, oh, be great. You say, shut up, who you be? Don't believe. There are a lot of people around you who don't believe in you. And the problem is the one person, the pastoral, who comes and tells you are great. You go somewhere and say, you are lying to me. You say, why would you just be lying to me? So, you can't believe. And God has sent me to tell you about your great destiny. And God has sent me to believe in you so that you can see his own faith in you. You see? And so when you look at life, and there are just all these people who don't believe in you, the mistake you can make is to believe their unbelief. I said the mistake you make is to believe their unbelief. Instead of you to believe in the person who believes in you. And ride on his belief in you. Come on. Did you say I can do it? Kalabose. I'm preaching. Did you say I can make it? I don't know if I can make it. But you said so, and I believe you. Oh, Lord, no, Koha! I'm showing you faith. I'm showing you how to have faith. I've taught in my life. This is revolutionary. Just hear me. So now, if you said so, I'm believing in your belief in me. So if you said I can make it, no, because I don't even know. All those guys say I can too. But you say I can make it. So I'm believing, I choose to believe in your belief in me. So I ride on your belief. And I ride to my destiny. Because God believes in me. You see now. I believe in God's belief in me. I have faith in his faith in me. I have faith in his faith. So my faith is in him who has believed in me. So I might not even, for in me it might be hard. I might not even believe. I'm struggling to see. But somebody said, I've seen it. I know you can make it. How many of us just need to hear that in our lives and it empowers us to go? While we are waiting to hear it from a man or from your mother or from your brother or from your sister, I'm telling you now that God has said that to you. God Almighty says, I believe in Uwa. So who is now the person? Anna. Who is now the person who will not now believe? So who would believe would you choose? We just tend to go believe in somebody's unbelief in our lives concerning us. And that will bring us down to no place. But God Almighty says, I believe in you. So who are you to say, I don't believe in you, you are nothing. Me, I even tell you, say, I don't even like you. I will say, me too, I don't like myself. You say, I don't even like this person yourself. I don't even like him. I don't even like the way he talks. No problem. Me too, I don't even like myself. But God says, I like him. It is liking me that I am standing on, that I like. I don't even like myself. It is liking me that I'm liking. If not me too, I don't like myself too. Come on. So who are you to bring doubts? Who are you to look at me in my condition and my present circumstance and say, see you? The person said he's standing somewhere. He's sitting down and saying, go, I believe. He says, you are bringing obstacles and challenges. He said, take them to him, no problem. Azar. He said, no problem. He said, he can deal with it. And me, I'm here. I'm saying, obstacle, challenge. I'm like, wait, you're not moved. He said, no, I'm not moved. You can handle it. I said, me, I didn't even know I can handle it. Okay, come, let me slap you. Come on. I said, I come. Because he said, I can beat you. I didn't know I could beat you. Then there are all those guys there that are saying I cannot beat you. But he said, I can handle you. So come, let me handle you. So I stand on the faith of him who loved me. Kalaso. God believes in me. God believes in me. He said, Pastor, you don't know I'm a mess. He said, in all that your mess, he believes in you. He says, I believe you will come out of selfishness. I believe you will come out of that challenge. I believe. All you need to do is align your belief with my belief. Unbelievers are everywhere. I've told you already, unbelievers are everywhere. Take your Bible to Galatians chapter number 2. Let's begin to look at it. Come on. In my life, I've been ruled out by many several times. I'm telling you something. The only faith, you know, when we're singing that song, I've never remixed it to be all I have is you. But truthfully, when the psalmist says, who do I have in heaven but you? There's none on earth that is there. You don't know how much that thing, that scripture just relaxes me and makes me, I mean, just cool. Who do I have in heaven but you? There's none on earth I desire besides you. Really, as I stand before you, the only person I have is God. I mean, you know people can do. But they don't believe you will come out. They don't really believe. And I've been coming from cast aside to standing here today. And the faith I live by is the faith of the one who called me. Who believes in me. Who said, come, go, do this. You know, you can't do it. It's just that they don't believe anything. And so, even in your life, but you must choose today, after this meeting, you say, now, I believe in the person who believes in me. I'm not going to believe in people who don't believe in me. I'm not going to follow them. I'm going to believe in the one who believes in me, who invested the blood of his son for me. He had faith in you. He has faith in you. He has faith that you will come out. He has faith that you will be strong, you will be great. He has faith that your life will impact many. He believes. It's for you to wake up to and begin to believe. Pastor, I'm in a place. I'll get there just now. Let's go to look at Galatians chapter number 2. Verse number 20. Holy Ghost. Galatians chapter 2 and verse number 20. The Bible says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet, not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So he shows us clearly here. He says, in the life I live in the flesh, how do I live it? I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So, I live this life you are seeing me live. I'm living by his faith. The life I live in the flesh, I live by, not by my faith. Because I don't even believe in my own self too. I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, to the ends of the earth. See your face like to the ends of the earth. You know the journey to the ends of the earth. You know where it is. Like this. To the ends, see your hands. To the ends of the end. Come on, what pastor? All right. I look at her. I see all these people. To the ends of the go. but no. But he called me. He said, the Lord has commanded us. Allah. You see. So when you are seeing things happen. Don't think it's happening because we now kind of see that we are superior, our head is bigger. It's because he said it. So what you are seeing, Paul said, this life you are seeing me live. This is it. You see that? Paul said, this life you are seeing me live. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I'm not living by my own faith. It's that what you just read. So when you are seeing this happen, don't be thinking that it's because I believe that I'm too much. I don't believe that. If you look at me, I'm not too much. I believe in the person who called me in Acts 13:47 and said, this scripture is you. He said, I commanded you to be light to the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth. What did you call me again? Huh? What did you call me again? He said, I should be light to the Gentiles. I should be for salvation to the ends of the earth. Me, I never be known. But since he has said so, I believe in his belief. So Paul says, the life I now live. So all that Paul did, he said, I do it by the faith of him who loved me and gave himself for me. So this life you are seeing me live, all these things you are seeing happening around me, it's not because I'm too much. Not because I've come to the place where I say, glory to God, you know, this is perfect. That there's something. No, it's just because as I step out, I say, he believes I can do it. What about buying a land in the world now? What about buying a land? They're going there today. Buy land. I never believed that one day our church, Unibail, will own a property. And it's a small land. We can just buy and move our church there. Our church in Ugbo now. Small land. But yesterday, through yesterday, I've been praying and I've been thanking God that we've come to this point. If we bought one, it's to the ends of the earth. But it's not because of anything. Because he said so. My belief is in his belief. My faith is in his faith in us. Are you still here? He says, look at the Paul says it again. Look at it. He says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, you see me, I'm alive, I live. Yet it's not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life which I now live, it is now the active. The life I live, it means this, everything I do. The life I live in the flesh. Come on. The life I live in the flesh means my going to work, my all the life I live in the flesh, not in the spirit. The things I'm doing, the things you are seeing in my life. The life I live in the flesh, how do I live it? I live it by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You see it now? I live it by his faith. So, as I go and I see challenges, you see now, you see, some of you have obstacles right in front of you. I mean, you're stuck somewhere, things are tough, and there's no one, and then you see challenges, and you're like, oh, where's God? God is not afraid. He's not bothered. He's not shaking. He's not saying, hey, don't enter trouble. No, he's not bothered. He believes in you. He believes. He's holding your hand. The psalmist said, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil. Why? For you are with me. Not saying, hey, Modego. You are the one saying, hey, look at everywhere. He said, Modego. That's why when we sing, Baba, carry me, they go. I told you some weeks ago that song was with me. It's carrying me. So if you are carrying me, what am I doing? Come on. So you carry me. You are going, carry me to go. It's not me, it's you. So anything you have said concerning my life, be it unto me according to your word. That's what Mary said. Say, be it unto me according to your word. I believe what you have said. I didn't plan it. I didn't want it. I didn't desire to be here. I didn't desire to be Mary, the mother of God. But since you have said it, I believe in your choice to come and pick me. I believe in your choice. So be it unto me according to your word. So if you say that, what do? You just sit down and it comes to pass. Come on. That's what he said. Be it unto me according to your word. It means now, you might look at me and say, who are you? You can't make it. But he said, I am light to the Gentiles. He said I'm for salvation to the ends of the earth. So all I do now is just relax in his belief in me. Can you do that? You say, I'm who God says I am. I can have what God says I have. You see now. I walk in the destiny that he has designed for me. He's the one that drew the destiny. Come on, he drew the destiny. And put my name there. That Mary is doing her own Mary and going. Angels appearing. And saying, you will cry. I mean, you'll be the savior of the whole world. The whole world. From eternity, from beginning to end of the time. This son I will give birth to. He can't concern me. Come on. He could say, No, I cannot. I know myself now. Come on. I know myself. Then she will say, wait. do you think I can be the mother? I said, you. You.
So you come and say, Angel, Angel,
I've taken a sample. I've done my research. Come on. I've done my research. It's not possible. Come on. I've looked inward. Come on. Look out of inward. I've looked inside. I've looked inward. You can't see it. He can see it. Come on. He said, be it unto me according to your word. So it's not according to my word. My word is not inside. My thinking of what myself is not inside. It's what you have said. Then I say, now, carry me the goal. Let it happen to me as you have said it. So if God has said you are great, you are the head and not the tail. Come on, come on. Be it unto me according to thy word. I believe you believe in saying that kind of word to me. You say that kind of thing to me. Small me. Oh, thou mighty man of valor. You say, wait. You say, oh, thou mighty man of valor. You say, you, look where. Nothing remain. Say, kings. Oh, thou mighty man of valor. You say, you ought to watch me. So, God will send his son to die for you, to wash you, to drink washy. Huh? Okay, you ought to whine me. Say, you ought to whine me. Yeah. Nobody else said, Chief, hey, you too much. Those ones are whining you. God don't whine people. Come on. Don't whine people. When you see, look at his word, and he says something concerning you. Finish. He's not whining you. He's telling you the truth. He's telling you this, how much I believe in you. Oh, mighty man of valor. So, I see people, great people here. I see world changers here. I see light to the I see salvation to the ends of the earth. I see light to their communities. I see saviors to their world. I see the salt of the earth. I see the light of the world. That's what I see here. You see, that's what he said. I see great people overcoming obstacles. God believes in you. You see. Hallelujah. In the real issue is, as I'm saying this now, there are people who God will send your way and speak his belief to you, to speak his belief to you, to tell you how much he believes in you. But the issue is that there are few of them compared to the majority who don't believe. You see? Jesus knew the Father had sent him to do an assignment. There were many people who didn't believe that he could amount to anything. If you are the Son of God, all the Pharisees, all these guys, if you are Son of God, you say, because they didn't see it. They couldn't see it. But the Father believed in him. The Father sent him. Are you here? But they couldn't say it. The Father sent him. He says, the Father sent me. I said, I know. I know who I am. Even the devil came to us, said, if you are the Son of God, turn these stones to bread. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, if you are the Son of God, show us a sign. That's unbelief. I don't believe in you. I don't believe you can make it. I don't believe in who you say you are. Son of God. Are you the Son of God? Are you the Son of God? You know? But Jesus held just one person. That's really what I want you to have today. Sometimes, you know, as I stand here, I believe in you, and I'm saying that to you. But I want you to go to the point where beyond the majority, because many other times, what I have said to what many people are saying will be off. But if you have it in your heart today that God believes in you, you will win. That the destiny he designed and put your name in is a destiny that you can fulfill. If you couldn't fulfill it, he wouldn't have put your name there. He put our names attached to our destinies because he believes we can come through whatever obstacles in front of us in that destiny. Come on. I said in that destiny. You are wishing you were this person. Guess what? That person is wishing he is somebody else. That's rude. You just need to wake up to that. But when God attached your name to that destiny, when he sent you through that family, and that is your brother, and that is your uncle, he believes that you, not me, he said, this doctor can't pass there. If you pass there, he will just fall for gutter. Push him aside. Leave him. He said, push him aside. He said, leave it for Alex. Come on. So when he tags that destiny and tags your name to it, everything you require has been given to you. He says, all right, go. You will make that one. He said, you too, Emmanuel. He said, all right, this is your own. Because of what he has put inside of you. Because he knows that you will come out of it. That if he had given it to somebody else, maybe you won't come out. This guy will fail here. So, it's your own destiny. It's you. So, when you see Goliath in front of you, it is because he believes that you can fall that giant down. Come on. Are you here? So, when you see your weaknesses, let me do that. Your weaknesses. Go to Luke chapter number 22. Come on, I'm still preaching. Luke 22. We're going to do this into next week. You see it now. Luke chapter number 22. Luke chapter number 22. The Bible says in verse number 31. And the Lord said, come on. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan had desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Come on. You see, you read that scripture and say, oh, what is there? Do you see that? Come on, I just want somebody to see it so I can, you know. He says, Satan has desired to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you. I prayed for you that your faith will not fail. And look at what it says next. When you are converted, strengthen your brethren. He said the matter is finished. You are coming out. You are coming out bigger. And the things that you put through pick in that matter, use it to help other people. In Simon's weakness, when you were leading worship just now and talking about Peter and denying and all that stuff, in Simon's weakness, in his inability, in his failures, in his sin, in his error, in his foolishness, in his mistake, God said, when you come out, go and talk to other people. You didn't get that. So he saw the man in all that error and said, I believe in you. Simon here on the other side was overconfident. He was at the time believing in himself. He wasn't like Paul. You say, even if everybody deny you, I will never deny you. If everybody forsake you, you know, he said, if everybody, that is the whole world, leave you, me, only me. So he looked at the level and said, all these guys are weaklings. I'm too strong. I'm too much. If they leave you, I will not leave you. He said, calm down. You will do worse than everybody. And they say, but if you pay me, say, I choose you, sha. No. He says, you will win. That doubt. He said, you will win doubt. No, you are dealing with doubts in your heart. You will win that doubt. He believes you will win that doubt. You're dealing with selfishness. You will win selfishness. You'll be so liberal. You'll be a blessing to millions. He believes. Say, Pastor, my own weakness. Don't worry. He believes in you inside of your weakness. Somebody say, Pastor, I make mistake. You know, this is the biggest mistake of my life. That has been in word for say, E? Yeah, that's your weakness. Say, hey, God, you not just say, hey, finish. No. He said, that weakness, I know it. Before I sent my son to die, I know that weakness. But that weakness you said you have, you will overcome it. He believes you overcome obstacles and challenges in front of you. He believes that the giants that comes in front of you, you will win over them. Yes, he believes. Now, what is left for you is to believe also. To believe also. So as you go to your rooms, you go to your homes, you go to that office, that workplace, and you look at it, and you say there are challenges, there are issues in my life, there are challenges in my life, all my life is just this problem or that problem. You need to change that view now. All these problems were designed for me. I was designed for them. This is the preaching. This is the preaching. I'm getting there now. The other part was sweet. This part should be sweeter. I said you were designed for them. You were designed for them. They're not any bigger than you. As you face those things, don't be afraid and say and give up and say, I can't make it. If it were that you call somebody and say, my life would have been sweet. If the person were there, let me tell you the truth, it would have been tougher for the person than you. That's why I put your name there. There's no challenge that is bigger than you. There's no obstacle that is bigger than you that's in front of you. Yes. There's none. You see. So you look at the issues of your life right now, where you are. You look at every Goliath in front of you. Instead of saying, I wish I were somebody else. But can I stop to just say this? Do you know everybody has the Goliath in front of them? It's just different names. Because I'm saying that, and I say, nobody. No, everybody has. Everybody has. Your own in front of you is the one that you can win. So, when you see somebody else put his Goliath down, you are saying, he can do it. Me, I cannot. Wrong. The one they put in front of you too. It's for you too. You too can do it. Come on. Are you still here? Say, Pastor, there's this challenge. It's your own. Eat it. The giants are bred for you. Eat it. When you do that and come out on the other side, you have that story like he tells to Peter. When you are converted, strengthen your brethren. You will not be helping other people. You. No, I said, Pastor, I've been abused when I was young. Eh? When he put you in that house, they now abused you. No problem. He knows. He knows you'll meet Pastor Ria one day. He knows I'll be preaching to you this message one day. You see? So abuse, no problem. He said, so when he said I'm going to, he said, no problem. He said, let me abuse. She will pass it. Yeah. So all that problem, since he now enter into me, he now make me, you have spoiled it. He didn't make you anything. You are who God says you are. You say, be it unto me according to my word, to your words. Are you still here? You are going home with faith today. You are looking at the giants in front of you as nothing. You are looking at them, say, they are not bigger than you. They are on par. You are even greater than them. For him to put them in front of you, it means you are greater than them. You don't look, look at it. But you look at it now. No, it's in front of me because it's my size. Come on, it's my size. It's my size. I can deal with this one. This is my size. It's not going to be beyond your size. I can't put it be in front of you on the other side. You just need to believe in the person who believed in you. So I trained my son. I trained my son. I trained him to be a boxer. And the manager. And then I enrolled him for a contest. Under 16 boxing competition in Benin City. I enrolled him. I'm the manager. I trained him. I know the son I trained. And I enrolled him. Then he comes. I say, son, I just enrolled you for the under 16 ball. He said, you have to keep me. You see? Come on. I have to go today. We'll talk at it next week. So let me leave it with you here. He said, daddy, you want to keep me? I enrolled you for the competition. I trained you. I'm the one that trained you. Come on. I'm the one that went there with my hand and bought the form and enrolled you. All those people you are seeing, that boy, poof, that one get chest. They are your size, oh. You can take all of them down. I believe in you. Kala say hey. Can I preach? Now, that example I gave you is near it, but it is not perfect. Because as a father, me, I love you, boy. As a father, I could make mistake. I could put him in that place and say, that boy go beat my pikin, you know. But God can't. If he enrolled you for under 16 competition, you have won the competition. Thank you. If he enrolls you for all of Akashenda Labahaya, if he enrolls you for under 16 boxing cup tournament, you have won. As far as he went to enroll you, it's because he believes that all of them are your size. If you see their chest, say, my father enrolled me to beat you. Kala demo. Kili anama. He said, the guy, this one is taller than me. He said, my father enrolled me to beat you. So I will beat you. He said, who do you think you are? I said, my father. It's not me. Me. I don't even think I can beat you. But my father said I can beat you. So you go there. Allah. I live by the faith of him. I trained you. I raised you. I gave birth to you. I know your capacity. You might not even know your capacity. I know your lineage. Abraham. Come on. It's Abraham. Come on. I say Abraham. Come on. Abraham, 100 years, received his child. Isaac, come on. Sold in that land when there was famine and received a hundredfold. Come on. Jacob, a stranger in the land, became the one in charge. Left Laban's house with plenty. Joseph, prime minister in Egypt. You see your lineage now. Come on. You see your lineage now. You see your lineage now. So, when it gets to your turn, the father said, meet Abba, enrolled you. Say, I enrolled him for Lion's Den. I enrolled you for one wicked auntie in your school. You enrolled somebody for furnace fire. Furnace. I bought form for you. Form I bought for you is for furnace fire. You can pass that one. Go. You. He said, I enrolled Lion's Den for you. Say, you can pass that one. You. Children of Israel. He said, I put Red Sea in front of you. Red Sea. But you can pass through Red Sea. You take. Come on, come on. Zerubbabel. He says, Zerubbabel, that you build that house. You build the house of God. I wrote that for you. Take. That's your own form. You, come on, come on. What is it I wrote for you? Kalaso. And see your lineage now. I wrote them, and they all came out. So they said, David, is Goliath too. Fighting. Everywhere, battle. Dudes, just your own. Take. Solomon, he said, no, they all do, you don't roll, they all kill you. He said, no. He said, your own is gold and money. He said, I roll you for money. You like that one, Abi? come on. When the father enrolls you for a course, you have won that course. God bless us today. Next week.
Praise the Lord. Come on. When God enrolls you, you have won. Thank you, Jesus.